This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
This December, we again wanted to practice what we preach and have some white space in our lead-ups to Christmas this year. We've decided to showcase some of the podcasts where we have been the guests and been interviewed on other people's podcasts.
This December, we again wanted to practice what we preach and have some white space in our lead up to Christmas. We decided to showcase some of the podcasts where we've been guests over the last few years.
Back in 2017, we recorded 5 episodes all around Christmas themes. Christmas schedules, decorations, gifts and wrapping, Christmas functions, and Christmas holidays. And we repeated those again last year. So if you're wanting some tips and tricks for the Christmas season, go back and have a listen to episodes 22 through to 26, and we will link to those in the show notes.
This week, we are sharing Grace and Growth podcast, in which I have a conversation with Amberlee Gray. I share all about the art of decluttering and give some great tips on reducing procrastination. So after you have listened to this episode, then our episode 107 on repetitive clutter is awesome because it touches on some of these ideas as well.
If you want to give us a Christmas present this year, then we would love you to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or on our Facebook page. We hope that you enjoy this episode.
Merry Christmas!
Okay, welcome to my new friend, Kirsty. I'm so excited that you're here, and all of my listeners have been requesting interview episodes for a while, and so I'm really excited that you're my first one.
And yay!
Yeah.
I'm excited to be here. Thank you so much, Amberlee.
Yeah. So what I want to do is just like get started with you telling us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. Well, I'm Kirsty, and as you can hear, I'm Australian. I live in Sydney, which is not our capital city, much to the disappointment of lots of Americans. I am originally from Melbourne. I am a professional organiser and declutter coach, and I live in Sydney, as I said, with my husband and my 2 children. And I am not naturally organized. So Amber Lee.
Yes, I am not naturally organized either. So, so that is really a lot of what drew me to you when I first, so we connected online, and that's what drew me to you at first, because one, I need to be organized, and I know this like intellectually, but I just can't motivate myself to do it. And then when I started to get to know you a little bit more, and I listened to some of y'all's podcasts too, and your heart for just grace and showing up for yourself, I was like, yes, I need to know her.
Well, yeah, that is totally my story. So let me do a little tiny snapshot of how I have completely changed my ways and gone from a messaholic is what I love to call myself, a reformed messaholic. So I went from somebody who was overwhelmed in my own mess, not just clutter, but mess in my head, and just like, you know, that red hot mess. That's what I was. And I met my husband, and we started dating, and he is the complete and utter opposite of me. Like, he would come in and start having heart palpitations when he'd come into my bedroom. He'd be like, what's going on here? And he'd start cleaning up my bedroom.
That's so funny.
Yeah, and as annoying as that was, it ended up being a really good thing. And when we got married and moved in together, we the rub really started to happen. So it would annoy me, being a 7 on the Enneagram and being independent, and I like, you can't tell me what to do. But the rub of marriage, and for those of you who are married will know what I'm talking about, the fun and games that comes with marriage made me reassess the way that I do life. And I looked at the way he was doing life, and I looked at how we were clashing on my untidiness, and decided that maybe I could change some of my ways. And I looked at the grace and the ease that he had, because he knew where everything was in his house. And he knew where he'd put things down, and he knew where to find things really easily. So that motivated me to go, okay, what can I do? What can I do to love him more and to not agitate him and antagonize him in our house? But also, what can I do so that my life works easier and there's more grace and ease in my life as well? So
I love that phrase, grace and ease. Like, I just like, makes you just like want to sink in, like, yes, I need that in my life.
So I started looking at the way he did things and realized that you know, that it was just about my, mostly, you know, I knew how to be tidy, and you know how to be tidy, Amber Lee, and your listeners know how to do it. But what we teach on the Art of Decluttering podcast, and what we teach on our online courses, and what we teach with our one-on-one clients, is that there needs to be a whole a suite of things that come together for you to be able to maintain that and to actually live into the freedom that comes with that grace and ease. So you can become tidy. So you can go from feeling overwhelmed in your house. You can be motivated to change. You can start being tidy. But if you don't change your habits and the way that you and your mindset around your stuff, then you just fall back into overwhelm again. Because what we see time and time again with our clients who try to declutter, you know, they might have watched Marie Kondo's special on Netflix.
I went through all of my clothes in my closet, and they literally sat in bags in my master bedroom for probably 4 months. They said there's so long.
Yeah, because you didn't have the habits and the mindset of actually getting them out of your house or processing it. So what we say is that in order to have freedom from clutter, that you need these key ingredients, you need to master these key ingredients. So there's education, which is what we do in our podcast. So we educate people on how to declutter. You need the motivation, which you know.
Yes.
And it might be wanting that ease and grace. It might be wanting the freedom. It might be wanting to change your habits. So you need the motivation. Otherwise, you're just going to consume and listen to everything and never do anything. You do need time. One of our podcasts that I love is the micro declutter. So it's like literally 2 minutes, like while the kettle's boiling or the coffee's brewing, just go into the into a cutlery drawer and get rid of like three things that you never use. Like,
love that, because I can see myself and what my listeners would say would be like, life is so busy, I don't have time. So what did you call that? Micro declutter.
Yeah, I'll give you the link so that you can share it.
It's a fun podcast
because it's just about, yeah, like what can you do while you're bathing your kids, and they're happy splashing? Can you go into your bathroom cupboard and just quickly get rid of a few things that you know you're never going to use? Just a really quick, we've even created like a bingo sheet so you can, cross off. It's really fun.
It makes it fun, yeah.
Yeah. We also, you need the action. So you do need to, actually do that work, like go into your wardrobe after you watch Marie Kondo and actually go and do the work. We also teach, as I've been saying, we also teach that you need the habits and the mindset to actually keep you in that decluttered space and to keep you in that grace and ease and the freedom. So, that's what changed for me, is that when I actually started putting into practice and changing my habits and changing my mindset. And then when I looked around, I was all like, actually, if I am somebody who has gone from being overwhelmed to now living in freedom, surely other people can do that. So that's how I started my business, and then that's how I've joined a partnership with my best friend Amy, and we now run our business together and do the podcast together and serve people online together too. So anyway, that was really long.
No, I love learning that so much, because I am a 7 on the Enneagram too. So I really, my listeners know, I've joked so much about the dirty dishes that are constantly in my sink, and I would be embarrassed if you looked at my kitchen cabinets. They're like things everywhere. And my husband's similar in that he likes things to be organized and for things to have a place. And he opens our Tupperware cabinet and he's like, just shuts it because he cannot handle it. So in that piece where you're talking about the things that we need, the part that really stuck out to me is when you're talking about motivation. So I think that's what I struggle with the most. And in the Growth and Grace podcast, we're all about pep talks. So yeah. I'm just wondering, like, what you would say to someone who was really struggling with just getting started.
That's an excellent, excellent question. What I love to talk to people about is actually starting with creating a vision for your life. And I know this is like totally your bag as well,
Emily,
is creating that vision. And so with the Art of Decluttering, our mission is to transform the world by equipping people to clear the clutter in their head, heart, and home. So we're not just about clearing the clutter in their home. We know that we're whole people and holistic
beings. Yes, I love that, head, heart, and home. I love that.
Yes. So that's where like the vision comes actually into the head and the heart as well. And, so you're creating a vision not just for your home. So it's not just, okay, how do I want the Tupperware cupboard to look? It's actually going bigger than that and going, how do I want to feel in my home? And how do I want other people to feel in my home? And how do I want my husband, and sitting together as a couple and as a family and going, what are our values? And then how do those values play out into our home? And creating a vision for our home, because I think that that helps with motivation. Then when you're feeling unmotivated, mm-hmm. and you're not, when you're frustrated and you're sitting in that overwhelmed space, you can actually go, well, but my home is, my vision is to have a hospitable home where Kirsty can drop over at a drop of a hat and I don't have to be completely mortified that she's knocked on the door, uh-huh. I always have to organize to meet Kirsty out at a cafe because there's no way that I want her in my home. And coming back to that grace, that is not to say that your house should be perfect. Your vision needs to align with how you and your people that you live in the home with, and the comfort, what's comfortable for you. So, and also to have, like you speak about all the time, like having grace for yourself and having grace for other people. So I don't ever want people to not let people into their home because of the state of their home. I want people to realize that people are coming over to see you, not to judge you in your home. And if they are judging you in your home, yeah, don't invite them in. They're not your peeps.
I saw a sign one time on a door that said, if you've come to see me, welcome. If you've come to see my house, come back tomorrow.
Yeah. And I think that we think that people judge us way more than they actually do. And if they're judging us, that's a reflection on them and their character and their mindset and their issues.
A lot of it is really the judgment and pressure we're putting on ourselves.
Yeah.
Like we're just making it up. We're assuming what other people think about us when it's probably not true.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, Emily. Like people feel, and that's why when you are embarrassed to have people, like you're like, oh, Kathy, you can't come to my house. One, it would take me 24 hours to come over to your house.
That's true. I would have time to do my dishes.
It would be tomorrow by the time I came over. But also where was I going with this? I was like, I want people to have grace for themselves as well. Like to go, if I'm feeling judged, well, what does that say about me? An expectation that I've got 5 children under 5 and then my house would be perfect. Well, maybe I need to readjust that expectation of myself. And have grace for yourself on the days that go pear-shaped. We all have days and weeks and months and seasons that life goes pear-shaped. So having grace for ourselves in those seasons, but also one thing that we talk a lot about is just doing it. And that's making a mountain out of a molehill. So you're going, I don't want to do those dishes because it's going to take me like an hour to do those dishes. Honey, it's not going to take you an hour. It's going to take you 10
minutes. I have a dishwasher. That's what makes it so bad.
It's going to take you 5 minutes to stack the dishwasher and 5 minutes to unstack the dishwasher. So one thing that has absolutely revolutionized the way that I do life is just do it now and don't put it down, put it away. Like that whole procrastination, and I'm still a work in progress, I still have to have grace for myself and grace for my family members, especially the one who comes and tidies up the Tupperware cupboard because he can't stand to look at it. So I'm still a work in progress, but what I am really actively working on is that anti-procrastination. And I think that just do it now and don't put it down, put it away really helps with that procrastination, because when I remember that it only takes me 5 minutes at the max to stack my dishwasher, then it's done in 5 minutes and I can actually sit in that grace and ease. and I can lean into it and go, oh, that's done, instead of holding on to, I've got to get to those dishes one day, or I'm deliberately telling myself to ignore those dishes. Like, do you know how hard that is to procrastinate over that? Like, you know the mental load that you're taking on when you
and the dread, it
just the dread and the determination to not do that because you're a seven. So you're like, no, people expect me to do dishes, I'm not going to do it.
Do you live in the hills or the North Shore or Sydney Central? What are some of the other areas in Sydney, Kirst?
The Shire, the Inner West, Northern Beaches.
So I only found out recently from Kirst that you Sydney-siders have like zones and areas that you like identify yourselves by. So if you live in any one of those and you need some professional organising services to help in your home, you need to get Kirsty in because she's freaking amazing. So if you want to have Kirsty in to help you declutter, email us at hello@theartofdecluttering.com.au and we're going to put you in touch.
I would so love that. I would love, love, love to meet more and more listeners and to be able to help you hands on and get the most out of your house and make you able to live in freedom and grace and joy in your home. So call me, contact us, however, find me. I'll find you. I can't find you.
So send us that email or DM us on Insta or private message us on Facebook. But Kirst is like there. She's ready, Sydney-siders. She's ready to come and transform your home with you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
All right, let's get back to the show.
So we have a podcast that we talk about all about the mental load that women in particular carry, that we've got this whole long to-do list in our head, and we say in that podcast that procrastination, stopping that procrastination actually helps in that mental load, because if you just do it now and you put it down instead of putting, if you put it away instead of putting it down, you know, think about all the things that you bring into your home and you just dump. If you just put the jacket away, if you put the handbag away, if you did the dishes when they went
through the mail. That is amazing.
Exactly. If you open the mail and put the envelope in the recycling before you even walk in the door, half the job's done. If you chuck out all the junk mail before you even walk in the door, the majority of the job's done. Mm-hmm. If you open the mail and you deal with that bill and you schedule it to pay as soon as you see it, you don't have that mental tab open in your mind going, I've got to pay that bill, I've got to pay that bill. You know, if people are struggling with money and they get onto the phone straight away and ring the bill people, the gas company or the electricity company, and go, hey, I need an extension on this payment, like, they're so much more likely to give you grace than if you ring them when it's 2 months overdue and they're threatening to cut it off and you go, oh, I can't pay it now. Like, can I have an extension? If you ring when you get the bill, they're going to give you an extension. They're probably not when it's 2 months overdue.
Right.
Anyway,
oh my gosh. Yeah, I love that so much. And I really, so the grace for yourself. Yes, we are all about some grace over here. But what I also heard you saying that's really helpful was asking the right questions. Like, it's not just about my Tupperware or cabinet or my sink, but it's about, this is the freedom I want, and this is the kind of life I want, this is the kind of home I want, and how I want to feel in my home, and asking those bigger, tough questions that you have. I mean, honestly, it's work. It takes a little bit of work and a little bit of self-awareness that is helpful to like reframe.
Yes, and we love casting that vision at the start with people, because when things get hard, you know, when you need to have grace for yourself, and when you don't want to, like when you want to sit on the couch and put Netflix on instead of spending those 5 minutes doing the dishes, you can come back to that vision and go, actually, I'm working towards that vision. I may not, you know, and it may be a moving target in some ways, because you create that vision, and then as you're working towards it, you realize that you got a bigger vision or a different vision. And that doesn't mean that it's always moving. It just means it's more around that Maslow's hierarchy of needs, that when you start achieving things, you can actually lift your head up and see what other type of impacts that you can make. Mm-hmm. But it is coming back to that vision. Like when you're unmotivated and when you're feeling frustrated that you're doing all this work and you still don't feel like you're getting anywhere, you can go, but I am working towards this vision of having whatever type of home that looks like and whatever type of life, because it is also about your life. Like, what's the life that I'm creating for myself? You know, I want to have an impact on this world, but I'm so busy in the overwhelm and feeling frustrated with my home that I'm actually never getting to have that impact that I want to have on the world. I'm never getting whatever that is for you and your unique life. If you're sitting in clutter and overwhelm and you're thinking, oh, I'll have that impact when my house is sorted. Well, then sort your house out. Like,
just do it.
And, uh-huh. and that's what I really want to encourage people, that just to start small, like, and momentum builds. Like, and we know that in all of life, like, you know, that momentum does build. When you start getting fit and start eating well and you start seeing progress, that encourages more progress. And, you know, when you're creating a business and you're getting small wins, then that encourages you to dream bigger and to have more wins. So decluttering is no different. The momentum totally builds. The more you do it, the easier it becomes, and the more your decluttering muscle builds, the stronger you are at decluttering and just doing it.
Yes, I love this so much. And I also love that it's not just about your house, but it's about your heart. And you said it was head, heart, and home?
Yeah, I love
that so much. So what would you've given us a lot to reflect on, but what would be some like things that we can do in the next, like, say, 24 hours to, like, just do it now?
Like, I definitely just do it now. So anything that you walk past, pick it up and put it where it belongs. And if you don't know where it belongs, then think, then take a step back and start creating homes for things. And you don't need to step back and create a home for all the things right away. You just need to have whatever's in your hand, go, where would I think to look for this? If it doesn't already have a home, where would I think to look for this? And then create a home for just that one item.
Oh, I love that, because I do that. When I start to clean, we just moved in. I say we just moved into our house. We've been here almost like over 2 years now. But everything... right, like just yesterday. Everything doesn't have a home yet. And when I start to clean or try to declutter, I get really overwhelmed, because I'm like, I have all of this stuff that needs a place. But just to focus on the thing that I'm holding right now would just focus me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And that's what we say to our clients all the time, like, just start with whatever your eyes land on first or whatever your feet kick first. So, you know, because often we walk into homes and, you know, a vast majority of our clients get us into their homes because they just don't know where to start. And so that's why we say just start with whatever your eyes land on first, whatever your feet kick first, and just start with that small one thing, just one thing. So, you know, if you step over a sock, where does it belong? It either goes in the laundry basket or in the wash, or it belongs in the drawer that it belongs in. Mm-hmm. So just pick up that one sock and then keep walking and see whatever else your eyes land on or your feet touch. And don't think that it needs to be the, you know, for instance, Amberly, I can see a bookcase in the background of your study. So don't look at the whole bookcase. Look at one shelf or look at one pile of books. And, you know, if you're looking at your hall stand, just look at one area of the hall stand rather than the whole hall stand. Or just look at the one drawer of your hall stand. Or just chunk it down and make it really winnable. Like, you want to get those easy, quick wins so that you can start building that momentum and start celebrating and start having grace for yourself that actually I don't need to do the whole hall stand. I just need to take one thing off it and move it to where it belongs.
Yeah. Yes. So. I love that. What would you say? Okay. So that's like home. What about either heart or head? What is one thing that I could do to declutter either my heart or my head? Intrigued by these.
Okay. So your heart, one thing that we talk about with decluttering your heart is actually you're working, and I know it sounds a bit weird, but working on your mindset around sentimental items and around things that are triggering you to keep all the things. And so please don't hear me. Here at the Art of Decluttering, we are not about having a complete minimalist life where you have one fork and one plate and no sentimental items. That's not what we believe, and that's not what we teach. We want people to live their own unique life and their own unique expression of the life that they've been given. So but we do want people to declutter their head, heart, and home. So if decluttering your heart looks like digging into that stuff, like, why am I holding on to things? And is it because I feel guilt and shame around that? And, you know, I'm sure we're on the same page with this, Amberly, that guilt and shame have no place, like they're not good for anything. And they do not belong in our life. We need to, you know, have grace being replaced by guilt and shame. So we want freedom for people. So what does that look like in relation to having guilt and shame? It looks like going, why do I feel guilty why do I feel shame about the amount of money that I've spent on clothes?
Oh my gosh, I have a story about this. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay, so when I was in college, my maternal grandmother passed away, and I lived with her. I was pretty close with her. She had a piano. I'd never actually heard her play the piano, but she had a piano. And when I was in college, I had to take an art class. And so I took a piano class one semester. I learned like 4 chords. I was not.
Sure, baby.
Yeah, yes. I was like not on my way to doing concerts.
Mary had a little lamb. Awesome.
Right. Like, I had to take the class. Okay, so I took the class like my senior year. Then for my college graduation, my mom bought me an electric piano. as like, it was like sentimental for her because like her mom passed away, my grandma.
Yeah.
And I took this class and I could take up after her. Let me tell you, I've moved 5 times in the last 5 years, probably. And I toted this electric piano with us everywhere we went. And it has never been played. And I felt so much guilt about it. I actually called my mom and asked her if it was okay for me to sell it. But she's like, yeah, I don't care at all. Like, I was internalizing all of that when, and this wasn't a little thing, y'all. This was a huge piano that took up a lot of room and was really heavy. So it's like so true the how attached and the shame and the guilt we attach to items that you don't even realize.
Yeah. And that's beautiful that your mom said, no, go for it. However, a lot of mums and dads and grandparents and friends say, no, of course you need to keep that.
Mm.
And that's where it becomes really tricky. Like, you were freed from that guilt and shame by your mom giving you that freedom. Like, what a beautiful gift she gave you. A lot of people don't have that same expression of freedom. So what we say to people in that instance is coming back to the vision that you have for your life. And we don't say it's easy. Those conversations can be tricky, and that those expectations that other people place on us can be really tricky when it comes to things. And so we really do need to separate out our attachment to people to our attachment from things. And what we often say at the Art of Decluttering we can remember our grandma by telling stories of her, like you just have on this podcast, and telling and sharing stories with loved ones, like with cousins and, you know, with children and grandchildren of items without actually having the item present. Or if you do have the item present, like if you did take up that piano and you played it loads and then you passed it down to your child, you could say, this is the piano that my mum gave me in remembrance of my grandmother, and this is why it's important to me, but still not give them any expectation that they need to hold on to that, because it's about storytelling. Like, we are creatures, you know, we're made for stories, and we love stories, and we connect with stories. So when people, that's one of the tips that we give people, is to actually share the stories, because one, you're, you know, that imaginary child may decide to keep the piano because of the story that you've told them, but they may also let go of that piano because they still have the story. And they still have the precious memories of why you love that piano. And they heard you playing that piano. Mm-hmm. So they have. You don't have it.
They didn't hear me playing it.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe someone else.
Yeah, and I love the idea of passing on stories, you know, and saying, and even it being not attached to a thing, like, you know, if it has to do with a thing. For instance, you know, you might have a baking dish that you loved making apple pie with your grandma. And so you might tell people and, you know, family members and children about how much you love spending time with your grandma baking apple pies. But it's really about your grandma and the feelings that she passed on to you, you know, how loved you felt, how cherished you felt, and how eating hot apple pie with ice cream with your grandma was such a special thing that you did. And that
really made you want apple pie.
Then they're connected to the person, you know, and your memories and the person that was your grandma, not necessarily the baking dish. So that if the baking dish breaks, if a child's running in the kitchen with a baking dish and drops the baking dish, you can be frustrated and sad that the baking dish is gone, but you've still got those memories, and that child still has those stories. So I always say to people that you are the storehouses of your memories, not physical items.
Love that so much. I feel like we could probably talk forever about this because our visions do line up so much, and your like call to action to just do it is all about like those practical tips that I try to give our listeners every single week. So I love so much that you came and that you joined me. And I know that everyone's going to be so blessed by the things that you shared.
Thanks for joining us. If you've learned something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.